You know, there's not a thing that I could say about the lady that's going to share her thoughts with us today. She is dearly loved by everyone. And if you don't love her, it's just because you don't know her. She's been part of our life here for a lot of years. And while she's standing up here, I'm going to ask if every one of you will throw her healing thoughts, because we are determined she's going to lick this stuff called Parkinson's. And she's doing it. But we want to do it quicker. So let's send lots of love up her direction, okay? And you're going to love every word she says. She's a little lady in pink hair. She got her head stuck in a jelly jar. Look at that. And then I saw her the other night it wasn't exactly a stage, but it was kind of a staged area. And she was singing like you wouldn't believe. If we treat her nice, she may sing one now.
I don't think so.
Ooh, I love her.
We do too.
It's Lindy. Good evening. Wendy Lindy. I am Wendy tonight. I have pages and pages of notes. The other night, to which Millie is alluding, it was my most recent retirement party. I don't want to say last, because it isn't. No. Every party will be a retirement party as long as I'm retired. So there will never be a last retirement party. It'll be called a memorial service. Anyway, the occasion of my most recent retirement party engendered the trip down memory lane for me. I was thinking about the decades of my life and the different people that have influenced me and the different things I've done. And I came across the philosophy of Charles Schulz, who wrote the Peanuts comic strip, and it seemed really appropriate to share for some reason tonight. And it starts, of course, with a country song, which is Remember When by Alan Jackson. And it's in here somewhere. But it goes, remember when 30 seemed so old? Now looking back, it's just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? And I would. I would do it all again. But the philosophy of Charles Schulz asks some questions for us to ponder. And the first question is, and you don't have to have answers, because I expect most of us won't. Just think about them, but I may call upon you for specific information. Name the wealthiest people in the world, the one of the wealthiest people in the world. Bill Gates. Number 2 on the 2013 list.
Beyonce.
No. Warren Buffett, I heard. He's on there. He's on there. Nope.
Lindy, because she's wealthy in love.
Charles and David Koch. Does anybody know who they are? Neither do I, but they're number 6 and number 7, and they're brothers. They're the CEO and the executive vice president of the Koch Industries, Inc., which is the second most wealthy private company in the world. Newspaper mogul. Not Rupert Murdoch.
Carlos Slim.
The Americans that are on here are Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Larry Ellison of Oracle Corporation, Charles Koch, David Koch, and those are the 5 Americans in the top 10. The highest ranking woman is the head of L'Oreal, Lillian Betancourt.
Of course.
But we don't know who they are. We never. I mean, you guessed a few. You had some idea, but you couldn't name five, I betcha. So let's go on to number two. Name the last five Heisman Trophy winners. I'll make it easy for you. Name one of the last five Heisman Trophy winners. Not the last five, and he had to give his back. Who? Johnny Football? Yeah, he was the most recent one. Johnny Manziel. How about the next to last Heisman Trophy winner? Yeah, Johnny Manziel being the last. RG3, that's right. Robert Griffin III. But you can't name five, can you? Not the last five, anyway, in sequence. Cam Newton, Mark Ingram Jr., Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow. Going back in time. Tim Tebow, 2007. Okay, what about the last five winners of the Miss America pageant? Can anybody name one Miss America? Can anybody name one Miss America of the last 6 years? Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I could name one, 1963, Jacqueline Mayer. She was my idol when she was Miss America. That's the only time I remember watching the Miss America pageant.
But
good one. Good one. But she wasn't one of the last five. Yeah. The last five are from 2009 to the present. Miss Indiana, Miss Virginia, Miss Nebraska, Miss Wisconsin, and Miss New York. And any of you who were really on it could have said that. You could have guessed Miss New York. Name one of the last five Miss Americas. Miss New York.
Miss New York, you said it.
Yeah. Miss New York is, her talent was tap dancing to James Brown's Get Up Off of That Thing. Okay. How about, we're not doing so well. How about 10 people who have won the Nobel Prize or the Pulitzer Prize?
I know Robert Nathans was one of mine. That was some years ago.
Did Obama win one?
Barack Obama, Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, wow.
2009 Nobel Peace Prize. The Nobel Prizes, by the way, are given in physics, chemistry, physiology or medicine, literature, peace, and economics. And there are winners. In the last 5 years, Barack Obama's name is the only one I recognized. But to make matters clear, in physics, 2012, Sergei Horoshe, David J. Wineland. In chemistry, Brian Kobielka, Robert Lefowitz. In physiology and medicine, John B. Gordon and Shinya Yamanaka. In literature, Mo Yan. In peace, the European Union. That's a cop-out if ever I heard one.
I don't know any of them, but I know Julio.
And in economics, Alvin Roth and Lloyd Shipley. So we... And the Pulitzer Prize. Now that's an interesting one. I wasn't clear on what the Pulitzer Prize was because it seems like everybody in the world has one. It turns out they award Pulitzer Prizes in several categories: journalism, letters and drama, and other. But within journalism, there's public service, breaking news, investigative reporting, explanatory reporting, local reporting, national reporting, international reporting, feature writing, commentary, criticism, editorial writing, editorial cartoons, photography, spot news photography, breaking news photography, feature photography. In letters and drama, there's biography, fiction, drama, history, poetry, general nonfiction. And in other, there's music and special citations.
Now she's going to ask questions, so I hope you all remember that.
Yeah, there's going to be a test. That can't be the time. So it isn't. The Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, the one which is probably the most familiar to us, has a list of winners that goes back to the 1920s. And it's American writers writing about American life. That's the description of what the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction is awarded for. And most of us may not have read all the books, but we've seen the movies. The Age of Innocence by Edith Wharton, Willa Cather, Edna Ferber, So Big, Aerosmith by Sinclair Lewis, The Bridge of San Luis Rey by Thornton Wilder, The Good Earth by Pearl Buck, Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell, The Yearling by Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings, The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, A Bell for O'Donnell by John Hershey, All the King's Men by Robert Penn Warren, Tales of the South Pacific by James Michener, and so forth and so forth. But we couldn't come up with them, could we? Okay, how about Academy Award-winning actors? Anybody?
Colin Firth.
Good. For what movie?
The King's Speech.
Excellent. That was 2010.
Great.
What about the one that happened a month ago?
Anne Hathaway,
Best Supporting Actress. That's not the category that I'm working on, but good, good knowledge. Good knowledge. Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. Right, Best Actor, 2012. Does anybody remember Crazy Heart? I never saw it. Jeff Bridges. And Sean Penn in Milk. And just last year, Jean Dujardin in The Artist. What about women? Best actresses. Anne Hathaway was still supporting, not best actress.
Meryl Streep.
Jennifer Lawrence, most recently, for
Hunger Games.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Judy Garland.
There you go.
She did win one.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Now, we're talking the last 5 years, Mel.
Thanks,
Ryan. Who does anybody remember the movie that Meryl Streep won it for?
Sandra Bullock.
The Iron Lady.
Oh, excellent. And Sandra Bullock for? Blindside. Also, Kate Winslet for The Reader. That was an intense movie. And Marion Cotillard for La Vie en Rose. Those are the last 6 years, actually. Okay, so we haven't come to the end of our list of lists, but we have one more. The last decade of World Series winners.
Oh, San Francisco Giants.
The Yankees and the Cardinals are on here.
New York Mets.
New York Mets, no, not in the last 10 years.
St. Louis.
Well, let me get four out of the way. The Cardinals won it twice. The Giants won it twice. There's six left. The Yankees are one of them.
The Red Sox.
The Red Sox are one of them. The Red Sox are two of them. I take it back. So there's only three left.
St. Louis, no?
Yeah, we talked about St. Louis.
Atlanta Braves?
Nope.
Jack Murphy.
Texas.
Philadelphia, Chicago White Sox, and Florida Marlins.
Oh, no.
It's
easy when you know.
Yeah, really. Okay. So how do we do?
Poorly.
Well, you know, before the internet, not only would we not know the answers, we wouldn't even be able to find out the answers. This is a couple hours of work. We'll see formatting the printout. Okay, the point is, people don't remember headliners. Here today, gone tomorrow. You win a Nobel Peace Prize and nobody remembers you 5 years later.
Yes.
Unless you happen to also be President of the United States.
Right.
Or your mother.
If it's not one thing, it's your mother. Yep. Okay. Now, all of these individuals were first-class heroes, giants in their own industry, but we don't remember them. Their awards, their accolades, their recognition dies when they do, unless they created something lasting like a telephone or electricity or windows. So what? So now let's do another list.
Let's put Millie on that list.
Okay, you can if you want to. Here's number one. List a few teachers who have helped you on your journey through school.
Reverend Millie.
You can all think of somebody, can't you? You can all think of someone who helped you on your journey through school. My fifth grade teacher was Mrs. Creasy. She had a son named Shorty Runstrom. I was in love with Shorty.
Oh, my God.
There were only two girls in my class, me and Robin. I was in love with Shorty. Shorty was in love with Robin.
Oh.
Robin was in love with Jimmy, and Jimmy was in love with me.
Oh.
Four unrequited, unhappy children. But Mrs. Creasy taught us how to play the marimba. She brought in marimbas for our class, and we went on the road and went to the local art museum and played, had a marimba concert, wearing our cute little Mexican folklore dresses. But you remember teachers who've helped you out along the way. Number two, name three friends who've helped you through a difficult time. Bet you can think of them too, can't you?
Sure.
A friend in need is a friend indeed. I want to give special credit to Vancine and Harold for picking me up from the hospital and taking me home, and special credit to Barbara Christensen, who took me to the ER twice at 8 hours each. The third time, she declined graciously. If you have to go to the ER three times, you shouldn't take the same friend every time anyway. Name four people who have taught you something worthwhile. Well, define worthwhile. I think stupid jokes are worthwhile. So I have a few of those. Name the four seasons. Salt, pepper, mustard, vinegar. These are actual test answers on school tests. I have to say that because the next one sounds like it got made up by somebody, and it did actually get made up by a student on a test. Explain one of the processes by which water can be made safe to drink. Answer: flirtation makes water safe to drink because it removes large pollutants like grit, sand, dead sheep, and canoeists. Gotta love it. Flirtation removes canoeists from the water. Name a major disease associated with cigarettes.
Lung cancer.
Premature death. How can you delay milk turning sour?
Freeze it.
Keep it in the cow. What is a fibula? A small lie. Give the meaning of the term cesarean section. The cesarean section is a district in Rome. What is a seizure? A Roman empire. Emperor, sorry, Roman emperor. Caesar. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And unto God that which is God's. What is a terminal illness? When you're sick at the airport. And my personal favorite, what does the word benign mean? Benign is what you will be after you be eight. More stupid jokes. Something worthwhile. What do sea monsters have for tea? Fish and chips. What do you get when you cross a snowman and a shark? Frostbite. How come the giant ape climbed up the side of the skyscraper? The elevator was broken. What do you get if you cross a hedgehog with a giraffe? A long-neck toothbrush. Why does an ostrich have such a long neck? Because its head is so far from its body. Rabbit's favorite music? Hip-hop. You were almost there. What animals do you have to be careful of when you take exams? Cheetahs. What do you get if you cross an elephant and a fish? Swimming trunks. And what did one brachiopod say to the other? This is a esoteric one. Nothing, it was inarticulate. Okay, so we can all think of people who've given us worthwhile teachings, from whom we've learned worthwhile things. Right?
Right.
Okay. How about a few people that made you feel appreciated and special? I have a few people in this room who make me feel appreciated and special, aww, like all of you.
Aww.
And all of you should have someone who makes you feel appreciated and special, because it's a long, lonely life without it. So if you need somebody like that, give me a call. And number five, think of five people you enjoy spending time with. Well, gee, just the other night I spent time with Corrine and Brian and Patty and Debbie and Millie and Julio.
Dennis.
Mary and Chewy and Nathan. Jane.
Carrie.
Where is Carrie?
Lisa.
Well, I'm just naming people that are here. But I enjoy spending time with all of you. Some more than others. Yeah. Okay, so what's the point I'm trying to make here? Does anybody have an idea? What's really important is the people that we have in our lives, people that make a difference in our lives. And how often do we tell them that they make a difference? Millie said it earlier tonight when she said, don't wait for the end of the world to tell somebody you love them, because we never know when the end of the world's going to come. But we know it's not today, because it's already tomorrow in Australia. The song we sang, number 90, was already in my notes, because that's the bottom line. And in those times of trouble when you are most alone, the memory of love will bring you home. And even if you lose yourself and don't know what to do, the memory of love will see you through. And some say love is holding on, and some say letting go, and some say love is everything, and some say they don't know. If I should live forever and all my dreams come true, my memories of love will be of you. And that's the way I feel about this church. And that's the way I feel about Memory Lane. This church is lined with people who care about me and about whom I care. I'm taking this opportunity to tell you all how important you are to me. I love each and every one of you, even the ones I haven't met yet. Because you wouldn't be here if you weren't lovable. Trying to talk myself out of saying, and if you weren't here, you wouldn't be never mind. Never mind. Yeah. So instead of worrying about who's famous and who's not, we should be grateful for the people that make differences in our lives and honor them. And I have one last joke which doesn't fit in with this ending, but I need to tell it. There was a teacher who was somewhat liberal, I guess you'd say. She said she was an atheist. And children being somewhat susceptible to their teachers all decided they wanted to be atheists too, like their teacher. So she asked who wanted to be an atheist, and everybody but Lucy raised their hand. And the teacher said to Lucy, well, what are you if you're not an atheist? And Lucy said, I'm a Christian. And the teacher said, why are you a Christian? And Lucy said, because my mom is a Christian, my dad is a Christian, and I believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. Teacher now was angry. That's no reason. What if your mom was a moron and your dad was a moron? What would you be then? And Lucy said, well, then I'd be an atheist. So God bless all morons, atheists, Christians, and people that you care about and who make a difference in your life, especially the latter. And thank you for giving me this time. All of this time.